الله 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 الله.
اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah, Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah, Allahu wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
If you are just a single person and want to rise up, your uprising should be for the sake of Allah. If you are a society and want to rise up, your uprising should be for the sake of Allah. This is an advice the Almighty Allah has sent for His people and said that this is His only advice. Everything is encapsulated in this single advice. If a nation rises up and if it's uprising before the sake of Allah, that nation is victorious. We should now observe God's order.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Quran. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that set the teaching of the Quran in any of its features as your focus and highest aims. This is necessary that when Imam Khomeini is saying that setting the teachings of the Quran as the focus and highest aim or the goal that we want to achieve, it means that we are getting connected with the Quran. It means that we are associating ourselves with the Quran. And when we associate ourselves with the Quran, when we are connecting with the Quran, this means that the Quran, which is the wordings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a divine book, by associating with the divine book, by connecting ourselves to this book and by getting the teachings and the guidance from this book, we are also connecting to the divinity. We are trying to become divine by following the teachings of the Quran, which are the divine teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Quran that can only and only help us getting out of the problems and the issues that we are facing in the world. Not only at this time, but obviously in past it also helped us. In future it will help us. So this is Quran. Why? Because Quran in every place it says that أَفَلَا تَعَقِلُونَ أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ Don't you ponder, don't you understand? يَعَقِلُونَ They understand. So Quran is talking about the intellectuality. Quran is talking about the intellect. Quran is talking about the use of intellect in the life. Therefore, then something that is based on the intellect, it will definitely leads us towards the perfection, towards the development, towards the achieving the higher aims and goals. And if these aims and goals, according to the saying of Imam Khomeini, if it is in line with the teachings of the Quran, then obviously these aims and goals will become Quranic aims. They will become Quranic goals. And when it becomes Quranic aims and goals, it means that this is something which is in line with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the orders of Allah Almighty. And this way, we will be serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be obeying the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insha'Allah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruha al-Ali, Ruha al-Ali, Ruha al-Ali, Ruha al-Ali. and every day, every night and every day.